the Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios begins right now. I hope you enjoyed particularly hour one and hour two with, of course, Patricia Huff from gunbroker.com. She's wonderful. Made the trip up to Holly Springs, Georgia, to participate at the 11th anniversary of the High Caliber Firearm Guns and Pistol Range. My good friend Sean Jurgensen owns that shop. We had a great time. We were able to bring you some great people, bring you Patricia, and of course Brad Primo from Lead Slingers Whiskey. What a story he's got, the entrepreneur story, the veteran story, the whole story about going to school and promising his mom that he was going to do some things before he did, which he knew he was going to do, and that was join the military. And what just a great story. Comes home and decides, you know what, I've got to do something different with my life. And bam, we've got Lead Slingers and a great company and a great, great group of people started by a bunch of vets. And here, you know, here they are participating on Armed American Radio. It's such a thrill to be able to bring their voices to you. Hour one, Neil McCabe. Are you kidding me? I was not. Let me tell you how this went down. If you missed hour one, a spoiler alert. But Neil McCabe, my dear friend, longtime contributor to this program, now, of course, and national television correspondent, political correspondent, White House correspondent, Capitol correspondent on One American News Network. You can see Neil on television all day long. Neil and I are very, very close and old friends. He's a regular contributor to this program, longtime contributor for a number of years. And because of his work in television, we've had to kind of let Neil go contractually and for other reasons, because he's got so much work to do. Neil was able to jump on the program with us today, and I was not sure that was going to be able to go down. When I was teasing it in the first segment of hour one, I was hopeful, but had no clue, and I couldn't tell you who it was. I know many of you figured it out when I said, I gave some hints away. You were probably screaming at me, oh my God, I bet it's Neil McCabe. You were correct. Neil is an individual that has mentored me for years. He has kept my father sane, I can tell you. It's been an honor to be able to introduce Neil to my dad whenever we have political questions about what's going on deep inside Washington. And I mean in the bowels of Washington, getting in there neck deep. Neil has the answers, and it's always great for myself to be able to reach out to him and bring that information to you, and particularly to be able to bring that information to you in Neil's own voice as we did today. What a thrill. I was not sure he was going to be able to make that call during the break, and he did. I asked you for some help, say a prayer collectively, and it worked. So hour one, I was able to spend three solid segments with Neil McCabe. What an honor that was. So that's a quick wrap up on the show. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to go to a pre-taped from yesterday for a reason. Because if you're a premium content subscriber on armedamericanradio.com, if you're not, you're missing out. The content is outrageous. I met a number of premium subscribers at the gun shop yesterday. It's getting better and better and better. It's in its infancy. But you're hearing things that you don't hear on the airwaves, that we simply just don't have enough time to bring you, even with 6 days of national radio. And by fluke, the phone call that I recorded was from a premium member who sent an email and asked me some questions about the website. And he's a truck driver, long-haul driver. I came from 20-some years in the trucking business. And I've always been fascinated talking to truck drivers when it comes to those who are concerned about carrying a firearm. So I interviewed an individual by the name of Dwayne Tucker on the premium side. And we talked about that for over an hour in the premium content. So it was a fantastic interview. And it wasn't an interview, just a phone conversation with this individual whose business I know very, very well. And I know what he goes through as a driver. And we talked about the fact that he goes to California sometimes from his origin in Arizona, and he can't carry a gun. Is he willing to risk going to prison? So it was interesting when I was sitting at High Caliber yesterday, an individual by the name of Wayne Wood, who I have met multiple times at various venues And he drove with his wife down from Spartanburg or Greenville, South Carolina, to come and say, hey, I had met him at the National Rifle Association convention back in April at a CCW expo and I think a couple other places. He lived a couple hours away. He said, I'm going to go to the gun shop. He is also a truck driver. So I had an opportunity to sit down with him and have a conversation on this microphone for Armed American Radio listeners. And it is so much fun for me to be able to bring that type of interview to the program because you're probably going to hear yourself. And you'll be able to relate to just a regular me and you who face these issues every single day if we've made a decision to carry a firearm. So Wayne's interview is coming up in the next segment. You're really going to enjoy it. Then David Kodria is going to call in. And we've got David for two segments. And it's a conversation that's really going to tick off the left. Because we're going to talk about David's piece over at Ammo Land. Guns and alcohol. The left now making a play. We discussed it a few weeks ago, if you recall, in the daytime show. That they're just opening up another arena to come after you. Oh my God, if you have a drink, you're a menace to society. You can't have a gun. But they're starting that conversation out with people with three DUIs shouldn't have this. I submit if you've got three DUIs, you've got bigger issues than firearms rights. I'm sorry, but you need fixed. The left has opened up another door. They've created yet another narrative, and we're going to watch this unfold. David's piece about that is absolutely outstanding. It's excellent. So we're going to discuss that with him, and then I don't know where we're going to go with David Kodria. We're probably going to go wherever David wants to go. He's brilliant, and he's so much fun to talk to. Let me go now to a couple more things. I've gotten emails while we're sitting here on the air. Some of you have questions about the North American Arms giveaway. Let me explain this in no uncertain terms. Originally, I had said, let's start from the beginning. North American Arms is giving you a free hat if you call North American Arms. Well, notice I'm not giving you the phone number. You can go get the phone number. That's part of the fun of this, okay? Chase it down. Now, if you're on my email list, I did put the phone number out there. But I've decided, no. North American Arms said, send them to the website. They can go through your site and get it. They can go through my site and get it. And guess what happens? If you call North American Arms, their customer service number is listed on their website. It's not hard to find. Say, I heard on Armed American Radio, if I called this number, you'd send me a free hat. The answer to that is North American Arms is going to send you a free hat. And it's a nice hat. It's not a cheap mesh thing. It's a really nice hat. Not that mesh hats are cheap. It's just a nice hat. You're going to like it, logoed with a North American Arms logo on it. When you do that, originally I had that cap. The first 500, I said, would be eligible to win the grand prize or the secondary prize, the runner-up prize, which is the grand prize is a gun out of my safe, a North American Arms mini out of my own safe. North American Arms is going to match that, so we've decided to have a runner-up to win that gun. So now we've got two winners are going to happen. But I've wiped out the 500. Just call for the free hat. There's no limit now. Call for the free hat. You're automatically entered to win the gun. Don't want the free hat? Don't want to make a phone call? Don't want to go to the website? Visit my website, and it's going to pop up right in front of you. Want to win the North American Arms guns? Just click yes. Enter your name and your email, and bam, you can win. I will be giving away both of those guns next Sunday. And that is going to be, I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? Next Sunday is December 1st. I can't believe it. But next Sunday is actually going to be December 1st. It's hard to believe. Time is flying right by. That means in less than a month after next week, or I should say less than 2 months after next week, we're going to be in Vegas broadcasting from SHOT Show. And boom, it is game on. 2020 begins, doesn't it? And what a year 2020 is going to be. So I hope that answers questions about the North American Arms giveaway. Then in December, I guess it will be December because next week is December 1. It's going to be Christmas on the show because we're going to be giving away three of the gunbroker.com range bags. That's going to occur. It one big giant fell swoop. We're just going to go ahead and give them away. One weekend maybe. I don't know. Maybe we should. I'm hearing one weekend, maybe do one and one right before Christmas. Give one away each weekend. We can certainly do that. Or we can just blow them all out. Either way, I want to thank all my partners on Armed American Radio, all of them. Please visit them. Support them. Wait till you see what we got coming with Car Arms. Wait till you see what we have coming with Vault Pro USA. North American Arms Gun Giveaway is just the beginning. The range bag giveaway, just the beginning. And by the way, Patricia was thrilled to be able to work with all of our other partners and fill that range bag for the last giveaway to the tune of darn near $1,000 worth of cool, free stuff. Armed American Radio's third hour, just getting ready to get cranking. We're going to be talking with Wayne, the truck driver, in the next segment. Then we've got two segments with David Kodria, where we're going to probably fire up the left and talk about alcohol and guns. Oh, my. Alcohol and guns. Oh, my. Oh, my. Don't go away. Another great hour here on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hey!
it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, segment two, the third hour. You know, I'm still sitting here doing this live to tape with you from the High Caliber Gun Shop in Holly Springs, Georgia. And always a lot of fun to come out and meet people at these events. Sitting directly across from me now is an individual whom I recognized, Wayne Woods. Wayne, you came here from Greenville. Welcome, brother. I'm all the way from Greenville. Not always, all the way. It's like a couple of half hour ride, right?
Yeah,
not too bad.
It's about 180 miles.
About 180 miles, and that's nothing for you because you are a line haul truck driver with a large LTL carrier. We'll just leave it at that, correct?
Correct.
So driving is nothing to you.
No, no.
You put the miles under yourself. How many miles have you driven during your career?
Oh, I'd have to say probably about 3 million total.
About 3 million already? So you've crossed that 2 million threshold easily. All right. I said I didn't want to mention your carrier, and I don't want to. It doesn't matter who you work for. You work for a large carrier, large motor carrier. And as you know my background in trucking. I just had in the premium, you premium content subscribers just heard my conversation with a gentleman by the name of Mr. Tucker, Dwayne Tucker, who I interviewed is also a line haul driver, and I know the industry well. So it's just coincidental that you are here and you are a truck driver. Now we met at NRA.
And the
Concealed Carry Expo in Pittsburgh or Indianapolis?
No, it was the one in Atlanta, the second one.
The second one in Atlanta, and then we also did the NRA convention. Where was that we met you at?
Indianapolis.
In Indianapolis, and at that one, that was a pretty good crowd we had back there at the Second Amendment Foundation booth.
Oh, yeah.
Who was there with us? It was myself, Alan.
Dave Workman. Alan's son.
Andrew. And there was another one you said, a tall guy in a cowboy hat, and I'm going to have to try to remember who that is.
And I have a picture of all of us.
I'm going to have to go back and take a look at that. I can picture the cowboy hat because I know Dave was in a cowboy hat, Workman.
Right.
So there was no confusing those two, right?
No.
Okay. All right, so here you are at the gun shop. What brings you from Greenville down?
Just been listening to your show, as I do every week, and I saw that they had the anniversary here at High Caliber, and I wanted to come down. And I took a Friday night off so that I could come down
here.
Oh,
good for you, man. Thank you.
And this is one of the things I like to do. I don't care how far I have to drive. If it's something I want to do.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry that the weather, I can apologize for the weather, but I'm sorry the weather wasn't better. Around this area, when they predict rain 6 days out, you laugh and say, yeah, right, they don't know what they're talking about. In this case, unfortunately, they were correct.
Yeah.
But we are grilling while armed. There's a grill outside that's rolling. I'm going to guess that virtually everybody in here is armed, all right?
Yeah.
I see a lot of guns. Of course, I'm armed. And, you know, I'm going to take this opportunity right now. Have you called, I hate to put you on the spot on national radio, but have you called North American Arms yet for the to get the free hat?
No, I have not.
You know, you need to do that.
Yeah.
The reason I brought up North American is because I carry a North American. I have a North American Arms Sidewinder right now. I don't go anywhere without the gun. And that reminded me while you're sitting here, because I know you're a big fan of the show. You've been listening now for almost a decade.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And it's really cool to see you come here. And because we've met in various venues around the country, and that's pretty neat, and I appreciate that very much. But that North American Arms deal, all you have to do, and you can make sure to do it, is call the number. I'll get it to you before you go. Call the number. Tell them you heard about it on Armed American Radio. You get a free hat. They're going to send you a free hat, and you also get in on the free North American Arms giveaway that we're going to be doing not tonight, but next Sunday on December 1. A grand prize winner is going to win a North American Arms revolver out of my safe, and the runner-up is going to be matched by North American Arms, so we're going to be giving two guns away.
I remember you saying that. That's
two of the North American Arms, so don't forget to do that, and it's just a great way to thank our sponsors. And
I only need one of them, but just so you know.
Well, you know, you wouldn't turn down two, right?
No, I wouldn't turn down two.
We wrestled with whether to take, give one gun, you know, give two guns to one person or one and then a second runner-up. And North American Arms and I decided to go with the second runner-up. Give two people an opportunity to win. We did have it for the first 500 for the hat, so we decided to go ahead and scratch that. It's been so popular, the hat giveaway. Anybody that calls in, or you can just go to my website if you don't want to call. A lot of people don't want to call and get the free hat. That's fine. Just go to armedamericanradio.com and you can also sign up in there, too. Let's talk a little bit about what you do for a living. And the reason I mention this is because as a line haul driver, to those of you who do not know the trucking business, that means you're not on a local pickup and delivery or a P&D route. You're actually driving line haul freight from one terminal to another terminal that's been picked up by the P&D drivers, sent to the terminal. They load your trailer with the freight going in that direction, and you take it to either a break bulk right?
Correct.
Okay. So during that, now you go from where to where? Your origin will be Greenville.
Right.
And where do you line haul run to?
It could be anywhere from Indianapolis to Cincinnati on the first leg, and then what we do is we'll pull in the terminal.
Right.
Call a van, go to the hotel, come back the next night and do it again. I may end up in Minneapolis the next night. I may end up back home. So during the week,
you could wind up in New York.
Right, exactly.
Buffalo. All right, so you find yourself going to some not very gun-friendly places. Now, we all know, if you don't know, let me explain to this, that as far as I know, you correct me if I'm wrong, it's been a while since I've been in the business, but I worked for three national LTL carriers, as you do, all of whom had a no-guns policy. I couldn't carry a gun in the company car. I couldn't have one on my pocket, and my response to that was, yeah, okay. I carried a gun with me everywhere I went because I went in as a sales rep to some very bad areas, some places, into some bad areas of some big cities. Not every area of Philadelphia was nice. Camden, New Jersey was not nice, okay? Parts of Richmond, Virginia were not nice. It's just the way it is. But you as a truck driver, you're in a whole different predicament because you're not like me that was in a company car and had some freedom, right? You've got DOT you've got to deal with. It's not against the law for you to carry a gun in your truck by DOT regulation, federal regulation, is it?
No.
But?
But by company policy, depending on your company, and most of them have policies against it.
And because you're not an independent owner-operator, you have to abide by that. Well, let me put it this way. You don't have to, but you choose to abide by that because your job's on the line if you get caught with a firearm, right?
Exactly.
And you can risk your 401k, your health insurance, your life insurance in 30 years or 25 years or whatever it is of a career that you've built your family around. How do you feel like you're being robbed of your rights? Because we're talking about going from one state to another.
Well, it is kind of ironic because the whole idea of carrying is to protect yourself. And the places where I'm most vulnerable in my life are when I'm working, because I drive at night.
Right.
100% of the time, almost. It is kind of a laughable thing, but like you said, to preserve your job, your pension, you know, all of the benefits you get, you have to make that choice.
And you're having to let's make this clear. You're having to choose between your job and the exercising of a fundamental constitutionally protected right to defend your life that you're working to provide the best part of the whole thing is crazy. And then we go from state to state. Let's just say that the carrier that you worked for had a policy that said it was okay for you to carry a firearm, which would be nice to see one day. And then you find yourself having to do a line haul run to Buffalo, and all of a sudden you can't. Now you've got the state to contend with. I don't know that we're ever going to see the light at the end of the tunnel on this. I'm hopeful that we will. The Second Amendment Foundation, of course, is suing, as you know, and you've met Mr. Gottlieb personally and contribute to these organizations that are doing wonderful work around the country. And I just want to thank you for what you do. I want to thank you for coming down here. It's really nice to see you again now in the third or fourth location. Thanks for coming down from Greenville and spending some time with us at High Caliber. And be careful out there on the road, all right?
All right. Thank you very much.
Armed American Radio's MonsterCast. We'll be back in these Crossbreed Holster studios right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by Taser Self-Defense. Visit Taser.com to meet your new sidekick. Armed American Radio's MonsterCast, Hour 3. I told you, just like in the first hour, one of my favorite people of all time was in the program, Neil McCabe. Out of the blue, don't you love that? Now we go to David Kodria. But before I go to David Kodria, I got to tell you that the piece that we're going to be talking about, you can hear, you're going to hear it here. You can read at ammoland.com/AAR. This is the stuff that we're talking about. This is where we get this information. Ammoland has been kind enough supporting Armed American Radio by setting up an Armed American Radio landing page directly for you. All you have to do is go over and get your email in there, and you're going to get all this information coming to you just like I get it in my email box, and David gets it in his. David Kodria, welcome to the show, brother. How the heck are you?
Mark, it's starting to get cold.
Yeah, well, you're probably sitting outside right now tonight on Armed American Radio. You got the heater going, right? I hope so.
I got the space heater going this time around. I've got a Perdomo. Let's see if I can read in this light. It's a...
You don't even have to say it anymore. It's a Perdomo.
A Habana, okay?
Oh, that's nice. And anybody who knows what that is knows how nice that is. David, let's get started. Now, this was a lot of fun for me, this program today, and here's why. You know Neil McCabe. I mean, my gosh, original member of the roundtable with you. How much fun did we have with Neil McCabe in that third hour over the years, right?
Yeah, when he wasn't driving a Prius, right?
When he wasn't driving a Prius, now he's with One American News Network. He's driving a Cadillac or a limo right now. We love that. But Neil McCabe was so informative, and you're the same way.
And let me tell you why I wanted to bring you in here today on short notice and reach out to you earlier this afternoon. There was a hint from, and I'm going back in my memory banks now because I didn't pull this up. Your column reminded me of it, and that's where we're going to go. But I believe it was Everytown for Gun Safety that made a play for wanting to come after anybody who had a DUI conviction if they were gun owners, correct? Clue us in.
Yeah, that was, in fact, okay. Everytown that was pushing it. I actually wrote another column about that on MLN a couple weeks ago. And the thing that was funny about that, Mark, is it illustrates how you give them an inch and it's never enough and they want more and more and more, because they were talking about one state where if you have three DUIs, they go after you. And then they talked about two DUIs. And the thought that crossed through my mind is, who seriously is going to think that they're not going to go after one DUI when they get everything that they want, and say, well, you know, if you're irresponsible enough to get a DUI, then you shouldn't be having a gun.
Well, you okay? know, David, let me stop you there for a reason, because I mentioned, you said three DUIs. I made comments about this on the daytime program on my daily show, that if you've got three DUIs, you've got other issues anyway, okay? Clearly, there's something going on in your life over there. What the danger of Everytown is, this is why they're so dangerous. They know that someone like me would say that on the three DUIs, you've clearly got issues, and they know that. So they focus on that three DUI because that's how they get their foot in the door. Then they go to two, then they go to one, then they go to, wait, this guy has alcohol in his house and is a gun owner. It ain't even about a DUI. That's what you're talking about, right?
Exactly right. It was a story that came across on the Associated Press that this man had been arrested and had his guns taken away because he was supposedly drunk in his house. And there was very little else in the AP story. I'm going, this is like telling me a lot of nothing. Okay, I have that basic fact, and I know nothing else beside that. And a Facebook friend asked me, said, hey, you know, I saw you posted this on your War on Guns blog, and do you know anything more about it? I said, you know, no, I don't, but gee, I've been so busy, but let me look tomorrow. And I looked the next day, and it took place in Ohio, and I found the Ohio Supreme Court website, and it wasn't quite obvious from there what it was all about, but I did a search and managed to winnow things down and find the case in question and link to that on my AmmoLand piece. And again, that gave details and some of the details, including some of the legal opinion, I found disturbing.
Yeah, it's very disturbing. In fact, let me go to the top of your piece and start with a quote. The Ohio Supreme Court will hear arguments in February to decide whether a law prohibiting gun owners from carrying firearms while intoxicated should be applied inside a gun owner's home. Now, that's referencing the AP piece that you were talking about. Seeing an opportunity for a new and intrusive way to catch more gun owners in the disarmament net, the gun grabbers are arguing that upholding an arrest is necessary for, quote, the safety of Ohio residents and responding police officers. So yet again, David, they're going after someone who may have made a mistake. Because when you talk about intoxication, and as you point out in here, each state is probably pretty much the same now, I believe 0.08. And you mentioned in here that it's 0.02 if you're under 21 or something along those lines. Is that right?
Yeah. One drink if you're of average weight and you're under 20. Well, you shouldn't be drinking anyway. You're under 21. Well, Mark, you know what? Guilty. I used to drink when I was under 21. Of course, back then in Ohio, it was legal.
Well, the drinking age was 18. Mine, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's just a man-made law.
And we had a nightlife scene.
it's ridiculous. That's a man-made law. I mean, they could change it to 15 if they wanted to. There's no magic number. That's a man-made law. Yeah, that's what's so problematic about stuff like this. We're talking about man-made written law that somebody can decide they want to change and in the right situation can actually get a signature on something like that. It was 18 to drink when I was a kid, and it was under 18 if you were intoxicated. You know?
Mark, what I find, you know, absolutely almost hysterical, except it's sad, is that David Hogg isn't old enough to have a drink and be trusted with it, but somehow or other he's the guru to follow when it comes to disarming his countrymen.
Yeah, and fighting against my constitutional rights. He's the prime example, and I don't want to waste too much time talking about that idiot, but he's the prime example of someone who doesn't understand that he's fighting against himself and his own rights, and he'll grow out of that hopefully one day. Unfortunately, I think the left is going to throw enough money at him. They're just going to use him as a pawn. Whatever. Let's move on from that clown. This piece is troublesome for a number of different reasons, because as we said, they make it. Well, who would say that going after somebody with three DUIs is an issue? Clearly, this person has issues. I agree with that. Clearly, if you've got three DUIs, you got a lot of issues, a lot bigger than the DUIs, more than likely. But then two and then one, and all of a sudden we realize, well, wait a minute. A normal human being can make a simple mistake. Now they want to come inside your house, whether you've had a DUI or not. And look, you and I both know that if they take away your AR-15, it's just a matter of hours before they're coming after your pistols when all of a sudden they realize crime's not dropping. Okay? David, how do we stop this? Because this is just yet again the creation of another narrative. I've been talking about it all week. One narrative after another that they want to use to attack us.
And the thing is, Mark, loan operators like you and I, we can talk about it. I wouldn't particularly look for most of the gun lobby groups to be picking on this because they have image issues. And can you see, oh, NRA wants drunks to have guns and drunk drivers to have guns. And then all of a sudden now there's a different argument that's in their lap for people to pile up on them. So I understand that. But it's nevertheless, it's got to be discussed. And here's what I thought when I said it was troubling what the judge said. He said, rather, the statute only prohibits the use or carrying of a firearm by a person who has imbibed to the point of intoxication. And that is where I homed in. What is the point of intoxication? And as we talked about, it's 0.08 for you and me. It's 0.02 for someone who's under 21, who is old enough to own a shotgun like this man in the story had. Okay, and it's even less than that in a lot of these states that have statutes that say, okay, well, you can carry in an establishment that serves adult beverages. However, you can't have a single drink. Okay, so where are we moving this line to?
Wherever they want to move it. That's the point.
Yeah.
Wherever they want to move it. Nobody is saying that some drunk lunatic should be in possession of a firearm. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is finding yet another avenue, and I love the way you phrase this, to cast that gun grabber net. David, when we come back from the break, I want to continue that conversation and then I want to move on to some other fun things, but your piece is outstanding. Listener, you can read David at Ammo Land. Gun and alcohol case could put citizens at risk in their own homes. You can also get that in your mailbox by visiting ammoland.com/AAR. I'll be back with David Kodria, The War on Guns, right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the gun box? The answer is yes, as the gun box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The gun box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your gun box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's MonsterCast, drawing to a close. Don't you hate that? I do. Except for the fact I get to get up and do it all over again tomorrow. Now, let me remind you, the gun giveaway I will be giving the North American Arms guns away next week on the program. At this time, you will already know the winner. Next Sunday's broadcast. I know it's Thanksgiving week. I will be working all week. In fact, Patricia Huff and I, if you were listening to the second hour, Patricia Huff and I will be working together to bring you on Friday the gun deals and what's moving over at gunbroker.com for the Sunday program. So a lot of fun stuff coming up next week on Armed American Radio. We get to do it all over again. Please support our sponsors that support us on this program and bring these voices to you every single day. And every single week. David Kodria, welcome back. Let's put an exclamation point, really, on the gun and alcohol deal. I want to make this very clear. We are not talking about, you know, we're not talking about people going out and getting drunk and hammered. That's not what this is about. All right. But I do want to say this. David, you've been to Georgia Kerry meetings and spoke at one of those meetings. After the meeting, did not a lot of openly armed individuals retreat to a bar lawfully in the state of Georgia and have a couple cocktails and do it legally before retreating to their rooms and saying, hey, what a great meeting that was, and do it without killing anybody?
Not only did they do that, but I remember a certain national radio host who said, hey, I'm going to buy you a drink, and then got embroiled in a conversation with somebody else, and I never did get that drink.
Oh, ouch. Do I owe you a drink? Okay.
But that's
well,
okay, because
like
he invited me to his house for grilling while armed, so everything is cool.
And you know my mom. Boy, you got me called out on national programs. I don't know who that host was, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know who he was talking about. Okay, well, that's cool. That's a fun story, and I'm glad you did. The point is, boy, everybody was safe. You know what's interesting? There was a big wedding party that day, too. We're talking about the Waverly Hotel. It is legal in the state of Georgia to sit at a bar and have a cocktail openly or concealed. It is legal in the state of Florida as long as you're not in the area where it's where the bar area, but you can sit at a table like in an Applebee's or something, concealed with your firearm and order a beer. It is legal to do that. Responsible gun owners are responsible. They don't sit there and get hammered and cause fights. Responsible people do responsible things. But that's all. We're going to leave it at that. Let's put the exclamation point on this. This is not about saying drunk drivers should be able to be, you know, out there waving their guns around. What this is about is what, David? Put the exclamation point on this.
Mark, this is just about the gun grabbers continuing to go after their slippery slope to the end game where they have it all. But one thing that I'd like to add to all this is, yes, there are laws against brandishing, as there should be. There are laws against
Correct.
Threatening. There are laws against assault with a deadly weapon. There are laws against killing. And this is not and should not be a gun issue in terms of being able to disarm citizens. If somebody can't be trusted with a gun, they can't be trusted with anything. And you and I both know that.
We've discussed it many times. If that person can't be trusted with a gun, what are they doing walking the streets? They shouldn't be flying anyway. They shouldn't be driving a car if they can't safely exercise a constitutional right to keep and bear arms. All right, yeah, because that's a blanket statement. It's hard to throw, you know, blankets about each individual person. Are there stupid people that are going to do stupid things? Of course there are, and we're not going to be able to legislate that. David, what are you working on now?
A couple weeks back, or maybe it's even been a month or two back, the Attorney General of the state of New York, Letitia James, announced that she was going after some manufacturers of these kits where you buy the parts and you complete the receivers yourself, and then you have a fully assembled firearm that you put together.
Okay?
And she indicated that she's going after 16 companies, but she was playing coy. She go, well, but I'm not going to say who they are because I don't want to drive eyeballs to their websites and I don't want to give them any business. And so, as you know, Mark, I do a lot of Freedom of Information Act requests, on a lot of different subjects when the government is withholding information or just things aren't being said or found out by other media. And I said, you know what? The people of the state of New York, the gun owners have a right to know who those companies are, because what if they did business with those companies? What if they don't know about this? And what if people are at risk and they at least have a right to know about this so they know what their options are? Well, she said she wasn't going to do it because of she didn't want to publicize it. So I did a Freedom of Information Law request, and I got back a reply a couple weeks ago and said, no, we're not going to give you that information because we're looking at ongoing legal cases and possible investigations and law enforcement investigations and things like that. And so I am at this point putting together an appeal for that. I have until the end of the month to be able to put that together. And essentially what I'm going to base it on is exactly what we just said. There are New York gun owners now who may be at risk. They do have a right to know if they dealt with this company before, if they are part of this. That word needs to get out so that they can then make an informed decision on whether or not they want to be compliant with the law or whatever their reaction or response is going to be. And to withhold that information for a petty reason, like I just don't want to give these people any more business, is just ridiculous. And it shows that her real intent is not safety. It's not compliance
No.
with the law. It's to try to get people because she doesn't like them.
Exactly. Now, we're talking about ghost guns, correct, David?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, well, let's go to California real quick about ghost guns, because the media wants to make the acts of a murderous 16-year-old about a ghost gun instead of the action. What caused this young man to pick up one of his father had passed away, to pick up one of his deceased father's guns? Doesn't matter whether it was a ghost gun or a Glock that was bought at Bob's Gun and Pawn. We need to find out why, what made him pick up any of those guns and do what he did at that school. That's the crux of the matter here. That's what we want to find out. That's what we want to try to stop. Yet the left wants to go back yet again, David, to the tool. Well, what if he had picked up the Glock and it was registered to his dad or registered to his mother? Doesn't matter what gun it is, does it? I mean, what am I missing here? Come on, help me out. Help me out.
What if he had picked up a can of gas from the garage and a book of matches? You know, the third largest mass murder in this country was the Happy Land dance fire in New York, where a jilted lover
Yeah.
set fire to an illegal dance club and killed like 88 people. Okay? If you have somebody who can't be trusted with a gun, he can't be trusted with a book of matches and a dollar's worth of gasoline, Mark.
Well, in this case, the kid was 16 years old and had violated every law in the books in California. None of those laws, no single new law would have stopped that.
But that does not stop all the outraged, useful idiots from getting on social media and saying there's blood on NRA's hands. Something must be done. And every time these stories come up, and it seems like we've had about three or four come out of California in recent weeks,
I like to go
to my War on Guns blog, and I like to post my screenshot of the Giffords Law Center's California A grade and say, good job, fellas.
David, where can people find all that stuff? WarOnGuns.com, correct?
WarOnGuns.com is all you need, and that'll be a clearinghouse. That'll get you to my Ammo Land stuff. That'll get you to my firearms news stuff, where I'm working on William Barr's newest announcement of the gun control he wants to start imposing. And our friends at NSSF have decided to applaud him for it. And I do my best to take that apart and explain why.
David, I want to thank you for being here, and I think you'll agree with me on this statement. I want to throw a caveat out about that previous conversation about drinking. If you're going out specifically to drink and have a great time, number one, don't drive, and number two, leave your firearm at home. That's just good, safe advice, okay? If you're on your way home from work and you have a firearm and you're meeting somebody for a cocktail and it's okay, you're fine. Nobody's going to give you any crap about that. But if you're going out to specifically drink and get hammered over the holidays, leave your firearm at home and please don't drink and drive. Be safe. Be that good person. Don't be that useful idiot. Armed American Radio is going to get up and do it again tomorrow because we can. David Kodrea, of War on Guns. Thank you, David, for being here. You know the routine, listener. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever been caught outside his cave without his club. I hope you enjoyed today's program. I certainly did. I'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.